Well, young Australians are twice as likely to be unemployed across the country, and they're battling the trends of casualisation and the loss of manufacturing jobs. It's hardest in regional areas. For example, in Tasmania, where the youth unemployment rate is almost 18% in some areas. So let's go there to our reporter Felicity Ogilvie, who's joined a young woman who is looking for work.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
So I just want to hand in my resume to you today. I'm looking for some work at the moment.
Sarah Whitelaw estimates she's applied for 80 jobs in the past 9 months. The 22-year-old is handing out her resume in shops at Kingston, south of Hobart.
Nice to meet you. So, Marcus, I'd like to hand in my resume for you today.
I have to ask our manager.
Thank you very much for your help. They have to say no because of obviously they're quiet and got enough staff on, but that's just part of how the business is run.
Since completing Year 12, Sarah Whitelaw has worked at Woolworths and in a fish factory.
My dream job would be managing a store, even being a supervisor.
In Tasmania, the northwest city of Burnie has been gutted by job losses. The paper mill has closed and there have been job cuts at the Caterpillar machinery factory. Mark Smith is the chairman of the Big Group in Burnie, a partnership between the local council, businesses and the university that aims to encourage school children to finish Year 12.
It's a big world and we're part of that. We can't be too insular and looking inwards in our region. We've got to help our young people to look outwards and they will find their way, whether it be in the region or elsewhere. It's an attitude thing, I think. It's about opening people's eyes. It's about bringing education and industry more closely together so that the young people get to see what's out there for them and see that hopefully in a positive way.
The Federal Coalition is promising to take on higher than average youth unemployment in Burnie by establishing an industry training hub. It will be one of 10 around the country that will offer courses designed to meet the needs of local businesses. Dr. Brendan Churchill is originally from Hobart. He's a research fellow in sociology at the University of Melbourne.
Yes, training and training hub centres are a good idea in principle, but if the jobs don't exist, then it's kind of a dead end for these young people.
Labor is promising to put more money into TAFE and create extra apprenticeships. It would require that one in every 10 jobs on major Commonwealth and defence projects are filled by an apprentice or trainee.
It's much more interesting because I think we've had a lot of problems with the vocational education system. We've seen students have been gouged in terms of the costs for VET.
Back in Kingston, Sarah Whitelaw is hoping that her persistence will result in a job offer.
You try your best and you somehow succeed.
Young job seeker Sarah Whitelaw with Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.